therapy.
There are no ground rules.
Do we swear typically?
Like, I don't think we've ever sworn.
We can at some point.
I think we've said bitch. Just to throw it right out there.
Now we
can. Yes.
Just throwing it out there.
I mean, you can always bleep.
Yeah. No ground rules.
No ground rules.
Four of you enter, one of you leaves.
Lately, we've kind of been like starting these without any idea of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll just clap all at once. Started.
Yeah. So, welcome to podcast 10.
It's either 10 or is it 10?
I think it's 10. Because I think I was on 8 and I missed last week. Yep. And today we have our four now former interns officially. Yes.
When do you guys leave?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have so much to do.
As in what?
I have to finish packing. And then I'm just afraid I'm going to forget something or if I'm getting to do something. I have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have to.
It's overwhelming.
Packing.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid I'm going to forget something. Like, I always overpack.
I always overpack.
I'm an overpacker.
I believe that.
Yep.
I overpack big time.
So true. I went away for 4 days this past weekend, barely 4 days, and I packed like a massive suitcase. And then I had like my toiletry bag and my moose bag and like
moose.
Moose is good.
I'm glad.
Yeah. She did get bit this past weekend. It was, I think, more traumatic for me. Than anyone?
By another dog, like attack. No,
really? I had to race to a vet.
Attack?
Yeah, luckily it didn't hit muscle. She just got like punctured.
Gave me chills.
Yeah, no, really, it was way worse on me though. Like, I was like freaking out. Moose was like, "All right, like, human. Little blood,
little
whatever.
Battle wound."
Yeah. What did you think she was?
I thought
by?
It was like a snake. I don't know. Snake
no,
no, it's like, you know, my whole family. They were like,
"Man
by
bites
what?
Dog."
You know, so
human.
Oh, a dog.
Man bites back.
Eddie will bite back.
Eddie, you're the type of person that would bite a dog.
What? Why would I bite a dog?
Yeah, we're really getting into it now. Tell us.
You've entered the Tyson zone of anything that's said about you, people believe.
What is this, just roast session number
one? Yeah. No, what do you mean around? Number one?
For those listening at home, Eddie is currently biting the head off of his bat. Yeah.
He just pulled a bat out of his pocket. Oh my God!
Whoa! Hey, get a napkin. Jesus Christ.
Ozzy Osbourne style.
Oh, also for those listening at home, there's two Eddies.
Should we all introduce ourselves?
Yes. Why don't the four of you introduce yourselves? Starting with.
I'm Eddie. Eddie Weiser. They'll probably just call me Weiser.
Yeah, I just say Weiser. It makes things easier.
My favorite color is orange. And I'm a fan of chocolate milk.
So, what are we doing?
Color and favorite drink. No, like, you don't have to do that. Just say stuff.
I think I'm going to do color and favorite drink also.
Okay.
So, my name is Caroline. My favorite color is a blue.
Wrong.
Incorrect.
Marshfield green. Duh.
I love Go Rams, Marshfield green.
There we go.
And my favorite drink is tea.
Tea.
Just tea.
With a question mark?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hot or iced?
Iced.
Sweetened, unsweetened.
Hi, I'm Better
Eddie. excuse me.
I'm Eddie Byrne. My favorite, are we doing color? Color?
I think you can do whatever.
I'm
breaking the mold there.
Yeah.
So feel free to do
anything. Two things.
Two things.
Boom.
The first president is George Washington, and
not about yourself.
Are not birds.
Okay, two facts.
I'm just gonna not break the formula.
Okay.
Color.
I'm going.
Purple. Okay. What was the other one?
Drink.
Iced tea with a lemon in it. Mm.
Right. Sweetened or unsweetened?
Unsweetened. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean, we ask Caroline that. So.
I am Nicole. My first fact.
You sure about that?
Very confident?
Not sure about much at this point. Big fan of the stars, like in the sky.
Yes.
Also in your hair as well.
There, I have a clip.
As opposed
to. Okay, I've been kind of saying
stars.
That before, but like not celebrities.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay. Also, avid school committee attender. Gotta love school committee.
Yeah.
You're usually behind the camera.
Quick question. Nicole brought up a good point. Can we install like Hollywood stars, but on the ground here, of like my name, because I'm the Cheddar Eddie.
Okay, first of all, I forget who signed my yearbook first, but one of you signed it Best Eddie, and then the other one signed it like, screw you, I'm the better Eddie, and every time I'm sad, I just go back to
I think
to
I
that.
Was the screw you.
I almost
you
feel were like the on one that wall, was like, that blank wall, we have to be an MCTV intern hall of fame.
Intern hall of fame. Yeah.
And you have to get like 75% of like the staff vote.
Yeah. Do I get to make a speech when I win? Not if I win,
you
when
can make
I win.
A speech at home.
Because you're not going to win.
In your head, maybe. Yeah.
You can like Skype in.
Write us a speech, no less than 3 pages, single spaced.
I can go. Do that.
All right. Yep. We did Scratch that in my college dorm. It was roommate of the month. If you did something cute. Cool that month, you got your picture up on the wall. It was more embarrassing.
How many people were in your...
There were 7 of us.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's tough competition. Cool.
Because among 2 people, that's,
yeah, that's
a little
cool.
less fun.
I think that'd be really
Who's
funny.
The better roommate?
So, Nicole, you like the stars, and what's your favorite color?
Oh, well, that's purple.
That's purple.
Thanks. Okay.
What's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink. I love cranberry juice.
Oh, can't
Weird.
Go wrong.
Big, right. big no, fan of cranberry juice, cranberry juice and cranberry blends. So, like, cranapple, crapple.
No one likes crapple.
Just straight from the name, you know.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Is. Has anyone had
cran raz though? Cran raz. No, cran raz
is
my favorite.
Can I go to a restaurant and say, crapple?
I've never heard of that. Before.
You've never heard of
crapple?
It sounds like really bad snapple.
Snapple's sad well, no. cousin.
So there's cran raz, cran tom, cran apple, crapple.
Yeah.
Crapple is like when people that don't like snapple call snapple.
Crapple.
I'm not drinking that crapple.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, how much are you regretting having this all the time?
Should we go around?
You're gonna go with an 11.
Should we go around and say your favorite colors and favorite?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Crapple.
Drink
is crapple.
Should I go?
Yeah, we're asking next in rotation.
What's your favorite drink at Applebee's?
Can I go alcoholic?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you're an adult, Caleb.
I would like to make an observation. Their 3 drinks they said could be spiked. Mine could not.
What was your drink?
I beg to differ.
Who wants to spike crapple?
You can make a brown Russian.
Crapple martinis. My favorite color is blue. Boring. And favorite drink? Moscow Mules right now.
Oh yeah, it's
pretty good.
I feel like we talked about this.
Totes, yeah, trendy. We probably have.
Totes.
So trendy. Or a Tom Collins. I'm not sure what's in it, so don't ask me.
A Tom Collins.
Yeah. Sean.
My name is Sean, and my favorite
Hi,
color is red.
No, like a reddish orange.
It's like a somewhere
blood
between
orange.
Red and orange.
Yes.
Yeah, it's blood yes. orange. Yeah,
yes.
I like that. Thank you. Yes. We had this conversation already.
Yeah.
And my favorite drink is Guinness.
Also,
I know that.
99% alcohol.
All right, color, shades of. Teal and mint.
Mm.
Good
yeah,
ones.
You love
50
mint.
Shades also of mint.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's going to be our new color here.
Teal. I'm
well,
like slowly transferring NCTV.
Well, when we,
forest green
when
to
we
teal.
Become So Sure TV, I guess our colors are going to be mint.
I'm fine with that.
Is that happening?
It could happen.
Yeah. Unofficial proclamation.
Unofficial proclamation.
Favorite
or
drink? Milk.
Plain milk.
Nice.
Oh, skim, warm
yeah,
chocolate,
like
strawberry milk.
Milk.
Okay.
2%.
I don't like chocolate milk or strawberry
milk. Goat
milk,
milk cow
plain.
Milk, horse
Actually,
milk.
Actually, okay, I take it back.
Horse milk.
Horse milk.
Not a
fat
thing.
Free milk. All right.
My name is John. My favorite color is red.
Oh my God.
And my favorite beverage of choice is grapefruit juice.
Interesting.
Nice.
Grapefruit. Once again, I look like the alcoholic.
Well, I want to get to that.
Oh, wait, Sean's
my
like
favorite.
It.
My favorite.
My
favorite alcoholic beverage is a good solid gin and tonic.
Classic.
Classic.
Don't let your
sure.
parents listen to this. Like, I just feel like it's a little weird.
Let's get off the subject.
Yes, please. Okay.
So how are we gonna know when the wings are here?
I checked right before we started, and it said they were still making them. I should probably go check.
Why don't you do that?
Is everyone going to be okay?
I can, yeah. Or you know what? You've been doing a great job facilitating the past 2 podcasts.
It's all right.
We'll do our
it's
best.
It's time for Eddie to facilitate.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's a bad idea.
I'm the guest here.
So I'll get semi-serious here, you know, being the adult in the room.
How old were you when you first saw your first dead body?
Your age was in middle school.
Yeah.
So what is God allowed for human suffering?
You gotta be a jerk.
Sorry.
I
just God allowed for
You're if you could sum up your internship experience in one word, what would it be?
One word?
Yeah.
Or even
one word?
In reverse.
One
could
word.
Be hyphenated.
One word.
I'm not quite ready.
Compound
I think
word?
When whoever's ready can go.
Can I use contractions?
Yes, you can use contractions. I'm not going to be the literary police.
Shanked.
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 What does that even mean?
It's shall and ain't.
All right, here's a better question.
I can't do it in one
I actually have a better question. So for many years, I was the one coming and doing the intern presentation to the students. And last year was Leslie's first year doing it. So
did I?
So do you think you would have been less likely to do this internship if it was me coming to your class instead of Leslie?
Yeah, we did get a lot. That was the first year we got a lot of responses.
Leslie, what'd you wear that day?
Who wants to look at like scrubby me?
I remember I was.
Oh, tell me about it.
I mean, I probably would have applied anyway, but I thought that Leslie was really cute. So.
Oh my goodness.
Leslie's turning red as we speak. I was always curious because it was funny because I was like, wait a minute, we scrape for kids other years, and the first year Leslie does it, we have like everyone in their sibling like. We have to like sift through like all these great kids that are like sorry.
No, there
any
was,
other year we would.
The big factor in that was that I wanted more kids to apply, so I did less of a requirement to apply. Like I wanted people to just let me know.
You didn't think it was just your appearance?
Well, no. I can tell you, like after that class, after you came in, everybody, even like people that I doubt applied, were like, "Yeah, I'm gonna apply."
Like I can think of like
Leslie
that
has a big group. Fan group. At
I can think of like that group of people
yes.
that you were talking about
yes.
that I won't say the names of, but like I'm like telling you the names with my eyes and you can't see
I
it.
I completely
and you know,
understand.
You know who's.
Yeah, a lot of people are interested. Not and like I know you got a lot of applications for our year, but I know more people said they were going to apply and then like,
yeah.
people just don't end up. So there was
so
a lot
Leslie,
of interest.
So Leslie, you're stuck
yeah.
doing this from
I
now
did
on.
Get.
Because we got a lot of applications
I
this
did,
year.
Yeah, I did get, I got a lot of emails, like, whether it be like an applicant, it'd be like, a kid would just say like five lines.
Or a date.
Those are probably the people we're thinking
yeah.
or asking for a date.
Sliding into your emails.
I remember the day that I found out that I got the internship. It was not the most like fortunate place to be. I was actually at my uncle's wake, but I was like really bored. He was really chill.
I was really bored.
No, you just said.
I did not know him whatsoever,
okay.
and I did not want to talk to people. So okay. I was like, oh, I'm just checking my emails, and I got that email, and I run right through the building. I'm like, Mom, guess what? And she's like, doesn't care at all. She's like, my brother's dead. Listen. She's really
what?
Happy for me, but I remember
really
like happy. I remember that day and I was so excited. It was it was a beautiful ceremony though.
Yeah.
You can't dig yourself out of the hole.
What was the original question asked here? Before we got into
oh,
this.
Oh, like
did what's your favorite color?
Why?
No, one word to describe.
No, no, no.
Anyone
said
we could
describe
go.
And I said,
question.
Tell us about you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because.
One word to describe yourself? Was that the question?
Or
the,
their this internship.
But then,
oh, this
but then John asked a different question.
Because they're all like,
yeah.
I couldn't think of one.
And then there was like awkward silence, so it was like, we need to fill this with something.
It was like a fart in church.
Yeah.
I can't think of one.
Okay, we segued away from the one word.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
we did.
Okay.
So, you guys are having issues.
Because this is happens.
This is what happens.
That.
Fine. That's what happened. The dead silence.
Okay. Any memories or thoughts you would like to share?
I remember shortly after I got the job, MCTV tweeted at me, which was strange.
That is strange.
Which one are you?
What was the Twitter interaction?
Wasn't me.
So
that was
the
me.
Interaction. Yeah, yeah, I assume so. But the interaction was, I posted this guitar cover of Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, except the first lyric, which is So You Can Tell Heaven From Hell, I changed it to So You Can Tell Keenan From Kel. Bad
okay.
joke. But I tweeted that. Danny Barbati, past intern, retweeted it, and then you tweeted me, oh, you know Danny? Like,
yeah.
This is going to be a rough year.
Because the Twitter interaction between the MCTV account and Danny Barbati is pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically, anytime we'd close for like a sinister and people like, you guys are a bunch of pansies. And there's like a long history of jokes between us and him.
He has that a bit with the MSB account, too.
I remember Danny Barbati was on, like, the first Before the Bells mm-hmm. when we were freshmen. Saw. And I'm like, yo, this is sick.
That was Dan and Dan.
I want to be involved, but not on screen. That's pretty much
what happened. I said, yo, this is sick, and I want to be involved on screen.
That's basically how I, like, wanted to do it. I knew about, like, MSB and all of that, like, remember watching MSB.
Who would have been?
Like, 6 years old, watching the reruns with my neighbor, because both of her older sisters were on MSB. And I was like, I want to do that. And then I did. And then I found out about the internship, and I was like, my freshman year, I was like, I want to do that. That's what, like, I got to try and do that. And then I got it, and I was like, how?
Probably who would have been interns. Running to the funeral home.
Like, how?
Probably who would have been interns during that time period.
Drip over the cat.
When they were freshmen.
When we were freshmen, it was Danny and Dan.
Was it Danny and Dan? Yeah. Wow. My God, they were away that long?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And, funny thing about Danny and Dan is that Danny and Dan, both interns, both named Dan, obviously.
Good one.
One of them went into, what?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. One of them went into film and TV. The other one went into engineering.
Yes.
This year we have two Eddies. One's going into film and TV. The other one's going into engineering. History repeats.
So mind blown.
Every 4 years.
It was Danny and Dan.
3 years.
Kevin and Rachel, years. Were they?
Kevin.
Oh my goodness. Who was?
It was. Was that? Were they? Out?
Was that? Yeah, that was Rachel.
Kevin. And
Rachel. Kevin. And Rachel.
Kevin.
Was there another third?
No. I think that was. I think
it was just those
Liam.
Two.
Heather and Spencer.
Oh no, Liam was Liam. Yeah. With
Liam
that?
Was Heather. Was no. Heather, Heather and Spencer? Yeah, because I have their picture up.
Liam.
Liam.
He's classic.
What a guy.
You should invite him on to.
He was in our. It was funny because we used to do a summer film program, and he was in it. And it was Liam. It was like, imagine Liam at like 13 years old. And that's what
I feel like Liam should have a show on MTV.
I agree.
Yes, we discussed that.
And then last year was.
That was them last year.
That was them last year? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah, I guess we're
okay, another question.
Another one.
Any advice for the new interns?
If you're ever at an event, and there's free food, take as much as possible.
Oh, yes.
I still think about Pizza Palooza.
I think
that's
one of my favorite memories.
I went to where they did like a forum for all the local state government people, and there was just oodles of brownies. I took probably 10.
You just said oodles.
Also, just so you guys know, putting my Chamber of Commerce hat on, I think that might have been the last Pizza Palooza. For a while.
Oh,
so
no.
Rest in peace. I don't care, I'm leaving.
Yeah. So you guys got it good.
But like, yeah, we did.
That was there's a the sick best, picture on the Instagram. Someone
put the Instagram.
You guys sniping you guys from across the TV.
I posted it on my Instagram, and then there was the Instagram that I posted, and that was on the MCP Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I took
follow at Marshfield TV on Instagram. Just plugging it.
Paying money. And eating pizza. We were going into the auditorium.
Or the cafeteria. Cafeteria.
Yeah, cafeteria.
Not the auditorium.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Going into the cafeteria, getting paid to just walk around and just eat pizza. Of course, we had to
and film people.
Too,
but, yeah.
Half of it was like us, like from across the room, zooming in on each other, and then like
that's good footage.
Yeah,
it was
the
really
little
hilarious
kid dabbing. That was
now.
Great. Yes. And then we played "You Make My Dreams Come True." We all danced. All the kids were like, "No."
I went to murder that DJ.
Why?
That DJ was not.
He was obnoxious. He was the worst.
I just love how we timed the kids dabbing to the music, whenever it was on. Yeah.
I think it's bizarre that the dab became as popular with kids as it did.
Yeah.
It's a drug reference.
Right. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
It's just
I'm like, I'm beyond the age of knowing what's hip and cool.
Do you want me to explain it, or is that not podcast material?
Well, John, drugs aren't hip and cool, though.
I like knowing trends.
A dab is just a really big hit of cocaine. THC, and so, like, the idea is the move is coughing,
but also
being like, okay.
Cough into your elbow.
Yeah, you guys used to cough into your elbow every day at the new show.
Yeah, we still do.
I mean, dabbing, like, took over the world, but it's literally just, like, having too much drugs.
Yeah.
That's the whole extent.
Taking like great.
Yeah.
As
we learned.
And that and kids, you see little kids just
it just occurred to me that this whole section of the podcast is gonna be unlistenable because it's like this.
Alright, I'm gonna change it to I'm gonna change it to a better half of the topic. Tell us about the senior video experience.
My senior video experience was getting to the school on Thursday at 2:30 PM because I just got my nails done. because I had prom the next day. So I stayed up all night. At that point, I wasn't going home. Didn't sleep and like just stayed at school until class started. Like most people, after we finished, went home for like an hour and a half, and I just didn't. So then I went through the day, had a bunch of Red Bulls, got my hair done around 10:30, went back to school because I wasn't gonna stay up and watch, stay up all night only to get dismissed and not watch the senior video of the class. So I went back to school with my hair done for prom, watched the senior video, left, had to put on makeup and my dress super fast, then had to go to prom and like do prom until like past midnight. And I think I was up for over 24 hours.
And your prom date was?
Chris Cantwell, new intern.
Current intern.
Chris Cantwell was also my prom date.
My different year.
Wow, wow, Chris Cantwell gets around.
Yeah. He's also my prom date.
Yeah. My senior video experience, I had to look up what's the dangerous amount of like Red Bull intake because
I was
worried. She had
about 5 and 2 hours.
Yeah, I think I had, or like in the span of all of it, maybe like 10.
That's a lot of Red Bull.
Which is dangerous, I found
Definitely.
Out.
Definitely.
It's like actually dangerous because I, for about like 15 minutes, I just had to sit outside the room and I just zoned out and I started talking to myself, which happens regularly to me, but like not like that. And no, editing it was my favorite part because it was so good to see all of us really happy and all that. And we went, or at least I did. I went up to like the second floor and the third floor, and all the lights were off. And I tried to see if there were any classrooms that were open. There was one. It was
wings
Mr.
Are here, wings are here.
Wings are here. Wings
it was it was Mr. Dwyer's, and it was with Andrew Lamb, and we wrote, "Hi, Mr. Dwyer. It was Caroline and Andrew. We came into your class at 3 a.m."
All right, I'm gonna call it. The podcast. There's food in the other room, and I've got some
MCTV gift revolves around
for you guys,
food.
As yeah. well as I need to take a picture. So we're gonna wrap up the podcast.
Right.
Loved having you guys here.
Yeah, this is sad. Find me on Facebook.
I know it's sad. This is like our goodbye, but please come back and visit.
Come back and visit. We love you guys. I do in a weird, twisted, messed up way. All
right, so you guys stay there. I'm gonna take a picture.